Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As we're sitting here on Friday, the 13th of June, weeks away from training camp, less than 3 months away from the start of the season. I actually, on my cable system back at old Glen Burnie, Maryland, clicked on the Red Zone channel. It's 8:35. Still there. I'm like, okay, waiting for old Scott Hansen to talk about how awesome that's going to be, and it is awesome, as we all know, but Ravens expected to be awesome, and here to talk about what he has seen so far through OTAs and preview minicamp a little bit from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
Morning, guys. Thanks for bringing on some Brian Wilson this morning.
You got that. I know you're a big Beach Boys fan. I've seen you with the flowered shirts and the OPs and all that. So you dressed the part. But we talk a lot about Tavius Robinson this week. Chuck Smith was talking about him like he was Lawrence Taylor. And, hey, that's high praise for sure. But here's a guy that kind of busted out a little bit in 24. What about the role in 25 and how they've kind of found themselves a gem, Eric DaCosta and the Ravens did, a little bit mid-round draft pick a couple years ago?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I don't think he's going to be a designated pass rusher for them on third down just because of what they have ahead of them. I mean, I think we know that Kyle Van Noy and Adafi Owe are probably ahead of him on the depth chart, and I think you could make the argument that it won't be long before Mike Green, just with everything that he brings to the table athletically, might be ahead of him. And honestly, like, even though I do think Davis, his career in Baltimore is one of constant improvement, you know, you look at the games that he played a lot of snaps in last year. He outsnapped Adafi in Buffalo. He outsnapped Adafi against Eagles. And now that Adafi has put on those 20 pounds, 10 to 15 pounds of muscle, whatever he's calling it, and you would think that he'd be able to hold up even better against some of these physical downhill, you know, run-first offenses. I wonder if that will indeed cut into Tavius's snap share and what he does, you know, and how often he can get on the field, because, you know, we know that Adafi offers more as a pass rusher, especially if he can bring that speed to power now that he does have this extra heft on his frame. And maybe now that he's also closer to Tavius as an edge setting run stopper, you know, I'm just kind of wondering that, even though, you know, we have now Chuck Smith calling Tavius a glass eater for the second straight year, well, you've got someone who's more athletically gifted, who's more refined, who's more experienced in Adafi, plus all the other guys in the mix there. So I'm excited to see what Davis can do. I think, this offense needs like a dedicated power rusher, and I think Davis could be that. I just think that with the improvements along this, depth chart for that edge group, I'm just curious to see what exactly, you know, how big the role that Davis has is and where, you know, in the fourth down kind of spectrum that falls.
Jonas, your impressions of Adisa Isaac?
Hasn't really made much of one, to be honest. You know, I don't have the kind of eye for edge rushers and OTAs that you do, Zenny, but none of the guys besides like Mike Green have really popped just because they don't really have that elite athleticism, obviously. So you hope that, you know, with when the pads come on and he's able to do a little bit more speed rush wise and power rush wise, but then he'll flash. You know, when I went back and looked at the film from his rookie year, it was obviously not very impressive. Like, he was okay as a run defender, but there was just no pop there as a pass rusher. There was no creativity as far as counters and everything. So that there's a lot to do as far as improvements. Maybe that, you know, strangely opened the door for a David Ojabo to be a more secure, to have a more secure roster spot. But, you know, I'd be lying to you if I said that Adisa did anything to kind of catch my eye during OTAs. But again, you could say that for most of the edge rushers guys at this point.
Jonas, we got probably the most kicks we got to see from Loop the other day, you know, and the over 50s, powerful leg, right? But the consistency, what was your impression?
My impression was that he missed them while Steve Bisciotti was watching. And that was a pretty funny little diorama there. You know, I think this is probably, at least as far as I know, like the first time where he's missed kicks in a live setting. I forget if I told you guys this, but, you know, when I talked to Nick Moore at the Isaiah Likely softball event, he said that first week of OTAs, when Tyler Luke did kick, he was 5-for-5. And then last week, you know, handling some of those shorter attempts, he obviously was perfect. And then again, earlier this week, he didn't miss any kicks. So maybe it was just the, you know, kind of law of averages catching up to him, where at some point with him being this rookie kicker, you know, he was going to miss some, and it just so happened that they were 3 or 4 in a row. But honestly, like, you know, I think the real pressure is going to come in training camp, and then the even greater pressure is going to come in the preseason, because if, you know, he goes to the preseason making 60% of his kicks, and you've either got Hoyland or another veteran kicker who's been brought in to push him and, you know, give the Ravens an insurance policy, then, you know, it's asking a lot of you're putting a lot of pressure on a kicker to deliver and not be the weak link in this offense, especially early, when so many of these games are against teams that, you know, the margin of error is probably going to be 3 points one way or another. So, you know, we'll see come training camp when he is a little bit more active and he's kicking a little bit more regularly, just how he fares in the whole overall sweep of July and August. But obviously for him to kind of fail as spectacularly as he did with all of us watching on the last day of OTAs, I understand why some Ravens fans might be feeling a little bit uneasy right now.
Hey, Jonas, I'll tell you, one guy that I've been really impressed with off the field, on the field, how he talks to the media, Malachi Starks.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten a chance yet to look at the Ravens wire that they put out on Wednesday, but I was just kind of joking with some of our colleagues. And I don't remember like a busier media schedule for that guy. I mean, he's just kind of taking you guys and your listeners behind the curtain a little bit. But I think he talked to the Sun on Monday for a story about like just what he does in typical practice. He talked to my colleague Gianna on Tuesday for a feature. I think he talked to Jess Rebick of The Athletic on Wednesday for another feature. And then later that night, you know, they put out the Malachi Starks centric feature. So, you know, I think he's been a better quote than I expected him to be. I expected him to be a little bit bland and boring and, you know, kind of proof of the media training that these guys get in a program like Georgia. But he's been fun to talk to. He's been, you know, he hasn't turned into a guy who hates the media responsibilities, like unlike some of the other guys in that Ravens facility. So it's been great to see him play. And, you know, I think the best thing that you could say about him or any rookie at this point is that when you throw him out there with the first stringers, he looks like he belongs.
Jonas Schaefer, what's happening at the Baltimore Banner this weekend?
Yeah, obviously Orioles coverage continues. I've got an interview up right now with Tez Walker, a little nugget in there, nothing earth-shattering, but, you know, I asked him about his chemistry with Lamar Jackson and maybe how hard that has been to achieve with Lamar not attending the OTAs. And he said that there's already a plan developing among the you know, small crew of wide receivers on the Ravens roster to go down to Florida and meet with Lamar and get some throws in. So that was good to hear. Obviously, it takes two to tango, and we'll see if Lamar's schedule can be cooperative. But it was just a good chat with a guy who I think has been one of the surprise standouts of OTA so far.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have good vibrations this weekend. How's that sound?
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, you Jonas.
There's Jonas. Mini camp next week. We'll be talking about it, obviously, as we unfold that thing live and in person to the masses here, our listeners at 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. How about the whip around? What about that Stanley Cup Finals game last night? NBA Finals resume tonight, and this day in Orioles history features wins. Because why would I bring up a loss? We can talk about the current day, Orioles.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. Right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Thanks for that.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip around here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Sly and the Family Stone and the Beach Boys as we pay tribute to Sly Stone and Brian Wilson. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send a request, plus for text on it, 410-583-1057. Bobby Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Stanley Cup Finals. Game 4 last night in Florida. Panthers taking on the Oilers. Panthers were up big early. Goalie gets yanked. And then drama ensued in a historic comeback.
Evan Bouchard back in his own zone now with Ekholm. But Colson, nice pass across. Here's Drysdale. He scores! Leon Drysdale! Won it in game 4 for the Oilers. And the series is tied at 2.
You know what's crazy about the series, Bob? We've had three overtime games. Three of the four have been overtime games. You know, I mean, we've had one outlier, the 6-1 game. But other than that, it's been all overtime games. And the thing about last night's game, like you said, Stuart Skinner, the goalie for Edmonton, they're down 3-0. He gets pulled. The shots were 17-7. He actually wasn't playing that bad, really. You know, but they brought in Calvin Pickard, and he played awesome. He played great in the overtime, too. He gave up one goal. And what was crazy, Edmonton's down 3-0. They come back in the second period, you know, and what, make it 3-2 or 3-3. They score three, make it 3-3. Then we go to the third. Edmonton scores. They're up 4-3. And Florida pulls the goalie. 20 seconds to go in the game. Florida ties it, and we're in overtime. And then Dreisaitl's goal in overtime is unbelievable because he's got one-handed stick trying to knock the defender off, and he just throws the puck at the net, goes off the defenseman for Florida because Bobrovsky was sliding to the other side, and it just kind of goes in the net, and it was like that was how it ended. So now they're back. They had to catch a flight right after the game because it's probably about a six-hour flight back there, both teams, because they play tomorrow night again. So it's going to be a quick turnaround.
Yeah, 3-0 was the advantage for the defending Stanley Cup champs. Then the Oilers come back, win in overtime 5-4. So now the series is tied at 2 games apiece. And as Vinny said, Saturday, the all-important Game 5, because the winner of that game could finish things in Game 6 here.
Yeah, but, you know, they play in Edmonton Saturday night. Then they got to fly back to Miami for Tuesday's game, you know, for Game 6. So, and then if there's a Game 7, it's back in Edmonton. So this will be interesting. And then, like, the big question, you know, Pickard is going to be the goalie for Game 5 for Edmonton. How does he? He's undefeated in the playoffs, Bob. Pickard is in goal. He's like 7-0 in the playoffs. So this one will be interesting. And the problem what Edmonton's had, they've been in the box. I mean, two of the three goals that Florida scored in the first period were power play goals. Tkachuk's.
Yeah, I'm not Scotty Bowman, but, you know, undefeated guy versus a guy you just pulled in the first quarter,
yeah.
Or period, excuse me. Yeah, I'm leaning with him. But 2-2, first time in over 100 years a team has come from 3-0 down after the first to win a Stanley Cup Finals game. The Montreal Canadiens beat it was a team from, like, Seattle. I didn't know Seattle was a city back in 1919 or whatever it was. But anyway, so an exciting series, 3 overtime games out of the 4. Maybe expect more of the same coming up here, Game 5. NBA Finals resume tonight in Indiana, Game 4 there. The Pacers, 2-1 up on the Oklahoma City Thunder, number one team in NBA throughout the course of the season. We talked about this stat 2 days ago. 61-2 were the Thunder when they led after 3 quarters. They've lost 2 fourth-quarter leads in the finals alone. Instead of being up 3-0, going for the clincher tonight, they're trying to get back in the series instead of going down 3-1, headed back home, coming up for Monday. And there's another stat for you, historic things. 41 times in the history of the NBA Finals, the team that won Game 3 when the series is tied 1-1 would win the title. Or I should say, in the 41 times it's been 1-1, almost 81% of the time, the team that wins Game 3 in a 1-1 series wins the championship. So right now, all of these trends are kind of favoring the Pacers, and they're playing better defense than maybe we thought they were going to bring to the equation. And Halliburton just kind of makes that magical play or two. T.J. McConnell was outstanding in Game 3, and Siakam's just been, hey, he was the Eastern Conference Finals most valuable player. So OKC, let's get it together. Rooting for you. Dubbed you the winners is probably one of the main reasons you're behind in the series. And Aaron Wiggins plays for you, and he's a Maryland Terrapin. Oh, by the way, speaking of the Haney Schleprock, we had Creed Willems on yesterday.
Yeah.
Took a bat upside the head on the backswing. Got knocked out of the game. Like, oh, my God. Anywho, we digress. All right, this day in Orioles history, it's June 13th, It's Friday the 13th, so happy Father's Day, Friday the 13th to you gentlemen, and happy Father's Day. We'll mention it many times before. For all of you who celebrate, 1983 in Milwaukee, Cal Ripken hit a three-run homer off Don Sutton, and that was it. Orioles beat the Brewers 3-2. Al Ramirez picked up the win as he's in the rotation because Mike Flanagan got hurt and they had some other injuries. Tippy Martinez picked up his ninth save. 1997 in Atlanta at the time. Battle of the two best teams in baseball, record-wise. And it was the Braves' fancy new field, Turner Field. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Which they've since moved out of. Orioles scored four runs in the sixth off Greg Maddux. Brady, Rappi, Cal, and P.J. Surhoff all drove in runs. Jimmy Key outdueled Greg Maddux to improve to 11-1. And the Orioles win 4-3. They would sweep that three-game series and improve to 48-17 on the year. And would win the division. They were wire to wire. Both the Orioles and Braves, unfortunately, got upset in the respective league championship series. Marlins beat the Braves. Of course, the Indians beat the Orioles. We don't want to revisit that. 2023, 2 years ago, the good old days. Gunnar Henderson hit a grand slam. Adam Frazier, he goes yard. Ryan O'Hearn, Aaron Hicks, too. Dean Kramer goes six strong, picks up his seventh win as the Orioles clobber the Blue Jays 11-6. That was just 2 years ago, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Orioles tonight taking on the Angels. BBT coming up at 6. Me, Mike Bordick, and Nolan live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Steve Molesky will be joining me in a half an hour. Preview that. Look back at the week that was as the Orioles have dropped two straight series. But when we come back, Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Talk about what's going on in College Park. Kevin Willard, why are we still talking about him? Keith knew all along. I knew all along it was you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Fredo. This week, but leaving a legacy of awesomeness musically behind, and we're kind of enjoying it together here on The Fan. Bob Hayes, Rod, Noel McGraw, let's go to the Window Nation hotline and bring in our next guest. He's from TerrapinTimes.com. There's a guy that left the town about, 3 months ago now? What is it here? June, is it March, April, May? 3 months ago, basically, he's been gone. But yet still we're talking about him. We're weeks away from practice starting for football 2025 for Mike Locksley. He's Keith Kavanaugh. Keith, good morning. What's going on? Keith Kavanaugh.
Bob, you guys there?
Yeah.
Waiting on you.
Sorry.
You've been on for four minutes. Yes.
Yeah, I apologize. But before we get started, hot off the presses, Terp baseball coach Matt Swope picked up his fourth portal acquisition this morning, a former top 100 prospect, freshman first baseman Ryan Costello from LSU. Mm. So nice get for Coach Swope. You know, they need a little boost this offseason in the portal. Had a, you know, kind of a tough year. So it's a little portal action today for Terps baseball.
Well, you get a little Bud Abbott going, we're in business there. All right,
Kevin
Willard. We know him. I guess we hate him. He knows that everybody hates him, according to the story that came out this week. But Keith Kavanaugh, you've kind of known the inner workings of this dramatic situation that ended abruptly back in March. So, Keith, go ahead and explain why is he talking about Maryland and why in the hell are we still talking about him?
Yeah, just when we thought we had put that one in the rearview mirror. But let's go all the way back, Bob.
Yes.
What, 3 years ago, 2 weeks into Willard's tenure, I said, Bob, he already has buyer's remorse about
this
job.
Yep.
You and I were discussing that the other day over at Robbie's. But I do want to clarify one point. Then I'll get onto the Locksley relationship with Damon and then the Pines relationship with him. The unvarnished truth today, guys. So Willard, when he got here, quickly he realized lack of NIL money for men's hoops. They wanted two gyms and a new practice facility, but budget shortfalls. They only got one. But him and Brenda said, put that money towards NIL, not a new practice facility. That's all that matters. But they didn't, and they went ahead and built that. So one gym, it opens this month. Also, he didn't like how they were marketing the basketball program. Also, little things like, you know, Bob, the loading dock where the media and the coaches park.
Sure.
That would flood every week. So he had a long punch list of issues that never got mitigated or fixed. However, you know, despite all those things, they had a good day-to-day working relationship, despite it all. Okay. You know, they were chummy at times. They got stuff done. But by and by, it was not what he idealized in terms of a big time program. Particularly, you got to remember, Maryland really was in a trail position with NIL overall going back 4 years ago at its inception, all sports, with the exception of football, where Locksley got ahead of it and got his own private group going. So Willard, that was kind of a mixed bag story because they did kind of work well together despite some of those things. But moving on to Locksley, you know, he had great disdain for Damon from jump. And why is that? Because he hired DJ Durkin to hire before. So he had a chip on his shoulder about Damon to start. Also, he didn't like Damon's weekly armchair quarterback visits to the team house, telling him what he did wrong in each game. And then going on your show and often doing the same thing. You know, he was coaching all this. Hey, we did really poor on fourth down or short yard situation. So that didn't go very well. In the end, you know, he gave him that extension, so that mollified him a little bit. But he had his contentiousness there, too, and didn't like being coached by Damon, and Damon doing it on your segments as well. And then Daryl Pines right now has great disdain for Damon because he left right when they were in the middle of a basketball search there. And Damon had just got a lengthy extension in pay raise. And Locksley, too, making $6.5 million a year for not showing a lot of production, the highest paid employee in the state of Maryland. So it's kind of a Bermuda Triangle with Damon. However, we thought he was well deep in the rearview mirror, but apparently not. Brian Oldman, associate AD, finishes out this month at Maryland. Then he goes down to SMU. Once Smith gets here, I expect others to depart for SMU, notably as well. I think they really shake up marketing out there, among other areas, as they boost NIL and beyond. So that's kind of the backstory on the three principal players out there, and Damon very much so in the rearview mirror, despite having to read about it again.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When Jim Smith does get up here full time after, you know, the All-Star game, and he's with the Braves, or was, and he helped spearhead them getting the All-Star game back in Atlanta. Is there a to-do list, say top two, three things that he's going to have to do as soon as he makes College Park, Maryland his home for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, one, two, and three is NIL, NIL, NIL. Like I told you, he'll have a sticky on his forehead saying fundraise, fundraise, fundraise. So he met with all the head coaches last week. In 2 weeks, he's meeting with all the teams. So he'll sit down with men's basketball team, women's basketball team, football. He'll give all the programs his vision. You know, he's hybriding between the Braves and the Terps now. He's kicking the tires to get some more NIL and creative ways. Like, remember, we talked about the camera angles at Maryland Stadium so they don't show a whole blank side of no fans. Right. You know, little nuances like that. He's a master at that. And, again, he's grounded in college sports going way back in the day to Ohio State. He's just not a pro, you know, sport financier type guy, though his chore mission will be generating more NIL and overhauling marketing and just the projection of Maryland sports overall in this market, which is very competitive. It's a pro area. It's a transient area. You're competing against all the pro teams, all the different sports, you know, culture and arts and everything, tugging people every which way for their entertainment dollar. So he's doing to capture that first and foremost. But he's a very high energy guy. It's great. He told everyone that. And he said, let's get busy on this.
Now, Keith, I got one question. How's he going to put butts in the stands? How's he going to do that?
Well, that falls on Loxley. They got to win. They got to win with style points like Ralph did. You just can't win in Maryland 17-12. You know, you got to go, you know, 38-14. You got to put the students back in. Student body dynamic has changed. Their profile has changed over the years, or their not at the VU at 9 a.m. like Bob Haney used to be, and then going to the game and getting in the next day at like noon and out in some shrubbery out back behind the stadium. But it's start with the students who are very apathetic and start with wins. And you got to get over the 8-win Mayo Bowl threshold to capture this fan base. Because, and also when you're starting the season in August at a noon game against FAU, you know, none of these things, their OOC is not very compelling this year. And Northern Illinois, that's going to be a tricky game. You know, as you all know, they beat Notre Dame last year. And then, of course, Towson. So you want to beef up that OOC, but you got to win. You got to win big. And Lox has got to get out there and be more dynamic with the fan base. There's no doubt about it. Ralph used to have breakfast with the fridge with all the students, free breakfast every morning at 7:30 on Fridays. He'd have hundreds of people there, fans and students alike. He'd have pep rallies. He'd have pizza parties, bonfires, all that stuff. You got to engage folks here, plus, 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 because here it's a tough pull.
Keith Cavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com. Keith, as always, appreciate the information, the intel. Happy Father's Day to you. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Well, you too, you as well, guys. Take
Thanks,
care.
Keith. See ya. There's Keith Cavanaugh. We'll come back, take a trip to the Funhouse real quick. Nolan McGraw. And then Steve Molesky is going to be coming in. We're going to talk about the Orioles series that was against the Tigers. Look ahead to the Angels and their road trip next week within the division. Vinny's going to be hitting the road. And then we'll be back next Monday getting you ready for mini camp, which starts on Tuesday. For the next couple of hours, Rocco Bacco will be joining us at 12:30 from massinsports.com. We're still going to count money, though, Father's Day weekend, buy or sell. So, Vinny, what do you have planned this Father's Day weekend?
I really don't have much, Bob. I mean, like I told you off, Rachel, my daughter, she had knee surgery this morning, so she'll be on the couch. She can't do much. Went good. So, you know, best case scenario for her, you know, she'll be able to run in 2 weeks, which is great. Sunday, like you just said, the weather's going to be 60-something if it's raining. I told you, maybe I'll go see Mission Impossible. And they are making me seafood paella for Sunday night.
There you go. Get what you want for Father's Day. Nolan, how are you feeling today?
Feeling great. Feeling good. I mean, I'm looking forward to Father's Day's festivities, even though I am not a father, but the way we do it in the family, everyone
sure
gets
about
to,
that.
Nothing legitimate, as far as I know.
Right.
Other than that, who knows? But we've made a little tradition the past couple of years with Father's Day. We go get crabs every year.
Oh, nice.
So that's a nice, easy one. Me and my mom split the bill, and everyone gets to enjoy it. It's the best kind of gift.
Well, I think what I'm planning on doing, because my wife and daughter are going to see Kendrick Lamar up in Hershey Park, so they're leaving Sunday afternoon. I think I'm just going to turn off my phone, sit on my ass for 2 days.
Nice.
I want nobody pestering me. I'm not making any sort of absolute plans. You know what I mean? I'm just going to let it flow, man. Because we're going to be down at Pickles tonight. It's going to be fun. Hopefully the Orioles can start the series with W. And then I'm going to, hopefully if the weather accommodates, maybe put a TV or two out on the deck and just...
Nice.
My own Father's Day business. My wife wants to take me somewhere for dinner tomorrow. I didn't mention the casino. Then it becomes Mother's Day all over again, if you know what I'm saying. But we'll see how it goes. But I want a nice, quiet weekend. So unless it's an emergency, leave me the bleep alone. All right, Nolan, ready to go to Funhouse?
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
So we opened the show today talking about the decision to use the opener. Keegan Aiken is the opener last night. We all felt like really didn't make a difference either way. Wasn't the reason they lost. Texter here makes an interesting point. Says the opener helped Kramer. A lot of his damage against him seems to come in the first inning or the early innings when he's facing the top of the order. Maybe him coming in and getting a chance to get acclimated against the bottom half of their order gave him a better chance of settling in.
Okay. He did go seven.
Right.
He was victimized by two long balls, and he hadn't given up a home run in a while, so he was keeping it in the park. You know, the Orioles' real problem last night was the guy throwing the baseball for the Tigers. Tarik Skubal. They had four hits. Dylan Carlson had three of them.
Yeah.
There you go. But he only struck out six. Hey.
When you swing at everything, I mean, you know.
And he walked two, which for him is like seven.
Let's see. A texter here says, Morton, Sagano, and Povich this weekend. Sounds like a recipe for another series loss, unfortunately. I mean, heck, Sagano could throw seven shutout innings. They might still lose that game. A lot riding on Povich in my mind. If he's shaky again, I think you got to bump him for Trevor Rogers.
But then do what with him? Put him in the bullpen? Can't just send him back to Norfolk. What's he going to do there?
What if Morton has another 2 1/3 inning game?
You know, thanks for your service. Here's your watch. You know what I mean? I don't know. 15 mil. Now we're kind of getting it to almost halfway through the season. It's still a big, hefty nut to crack financially. But, hey, we've all been made it clear, you and I especially, Nolan, hey, Povich, get the ball every fifth day. It's a lost season anyway. Let's see what this guy can do. Get your sea lay. Hey, Tom Glavine sucked his first couple of years, and then all of a sudden he became a Hall of Famer. Not trying to say he will be, but, you know, you can only learn so much down on the farm.
And, I mean, I'd like to see Rogers as much as anyone else just because he was so great against Boston, but, I mean, things changed so quickly. I mean, it was to start the year, because people either forgot he existed because he was away from the team,
yeah,
or wish that he didn't exist because they thought he was terrible.
And then Kyle Stowers was playing like Ted Williams, and it kind of magnified. We traded him for who? All right, come on, Rodgers, get up there and make that trade fair.
And one more text for now. This one talking about Couser, that hard slam into the wall in the home run last night. Texter says, is Couser turning into the next Austin Hayes just when he's getting hot or getting back into a rhythm, trying to do too much and hurting himself in the process? Remember, Austin Hayes was always a daredevil flying all over the outfield.
Sure. I mean, but Couser stayed in the game, been hitting a double play in the ensuing at bat. I mean, no harm, no foul. I look at that one, and you want someone that's giving it the old college try. Like Hester Kerstad would run into the wall because he didn't know where it was. I mean, Couser's actually out there trying to make the spectacular happen. Like to see the K rate offensively drop a little bit, a little more contact there. But Moon Man, he got hurt with a slide, broke his thumb. Hayes, unfortunately, I mean, a hangnail or a leaf falls on his head. I mean, I'm not questioning his toughness. He's been on the IL three times for the Reds already. Tyler O'Neill.
I don't think you want to knock Couser's compete level. No, you know, I mean, that's what's got him where he's at.
Vinny, have a great weekend. Happy
you
Father's
too, Bob.
Day.
Happy Father's Day to you and everybody else.
And Steve Molesky's coming in next. We'll get into this Orioles stuff more in depth. Orioles dropped 2 out of 3 to the Tigers. We'll talk more about the Keegan Aiken kind of moot point stuff now, being the opener ahead of Kramer, who went 7 innings. But Tarek Skubal kind of shut the Orioles bats down. Now you got the Angels coming to town. Angels actually playing really good baseball here on this June 13th.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.